Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at 4imprint. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 191, Social Customer Service, Part 2. If you've missed Part 1, make sure you start there first, as it covers the whys of social customer service. This episode is presented by 4imprint Incorporated Customer Service Manager, Brandon Manthey.
Social customer service. How to master social customer care. For some brands, customer service through messaging is providing value unmatched by other customer service channels. Live chat through a messaging app gives fast, personal, and secure answers to customer questions at the touch of a button. Customers simply open a chat window, shoot off a message, and a service representative replies almost instantly. Customers get the red carpet treatment, and brands get a gold star for service. This podcast will discuss how brands benefit from social customer service as a support channel and ways to ensure customer delight with its use. Let's get started. Businesses have lots to love about social customer care via live chat. Three chief benefits make a case for embracing this style of social customer service. Number one, messaging makes a brand available. Service needs spring up after business hours, and global customers need the same treatment as customers in your time zone. With messaging, customers know your brand is always on for them. With social customer service through chat, issues can be resolved at the first point of contact, tracked and followed up on. Customers with pressing needs, for example, a late delivery or failed order, can access customer service right away without waiting in line. Millennial customers expect things right away. An hour to respond could send them to another service channel. Messaging gives them instant gratification. Providing the right answer at the right time is a competitive advantage. In customer service, patience is not a virtue. Availability also includes being ready to nurture meaningful connections with customers. Conversations with a representative are unique, private, and informal, more like a chat with a friend or a family member. Businesses can leverage the casual nature of messaging to build feelings of goodwill. Number two, messaging creates value. Social messaging for customer service saves money. Support via a 1-800 number is more expensive than chat, and time on the phone is costly for customers too. What's more, brands get fewer support tickets through their website after adding live chat, and customers enjoy reduced wait times. Live chatting customer service representatives can work with several people at the same time, a huge contrast to one-on-one support offered by a phone customer service operator. In short, messaging for social customer care is all about efficiency for brands and their customers. Social messaging presents great opportunities for data collection too. Brands can use data processing, specifically text analytics, on the unstructured data generated by live chat. Through text analytics, you can discover customer insights at an individual level and opportunities to reinforce the best parts of your brand. Ultimately, personalized interaction can become a point of differentiation among competitors. Some enterprise messaging systems record conversations, allowing correspondence to be monitored for quality and sensitive information. Both brands and customers value privacy of this free-form data. The most tangible value created by live chat is sales. Almost one-third of UK and US shoppers say they would be more likely to buy after messaging. Social customer service via chat could turn browsers into buyers. And number three, messaging builds a culture of communication. Messaging can be adopted for internal communication, encouraging rapport among teammates. Team members can actively share knowledge via chat, for example, URLs and files, instead of passively corresponding by email. The things that customers like about messaging can help build brand culture on the inside. While it's less formal than call center support, live chat customer service still needs strategy and protocol. Check out these social customer service best practices to become a master at messaging for social customer service. Number one, prepare for busy times. More than 50% of live chats are between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. local time. Boost the number of staff during periods of high social messaging. Make sure your IT systems can handle volume during peak times, too. Number two, meet customers on the go. Smartphone use is increasingly defining how customers interact with brands. Mobile itself is an omni-channel platform featuring voice, email, web chat, video chat, SMS, and social media. Customers see conversations across channels as continuous, and they expect brands to remember context of interactions. This is another reason why it's critical to have a customer relationship management system, or CRM, that includes messaging records. All departments should work within the CRM. Collaboration across an organization is more efficient when customer information is stored in one place. Number three, school your people. Masterful customer service representatives ensure low customer effort, that is, the time a customer spends explaining his or her problem. Train representatives on the following topics to make life easier for customers: where to find accurate answers, how to use chat system features, how to write for chat, when to use canned versus freeform responses, and how to uncover customer needs. How can you tell when a messaging rep is meeting customer needs and building your brand? The best chat representatives watch the clock. They first respond in less than 30 seconds, and they practice the 2-minute rule. When chatting, respond to a customer within 2 minutes and check in with the customer if he or she is unresponsive for 2 minutes. They have a good attitude. They're empathetic, energetic, and engaged, and they're positive about the brand, its products, and even competitors. They use scripts wisely, leveraging pre-crafted, on-brand copy to answer the most frequently asked questions. But they also know when to move beyond a script and personalize the service experience. They invert the pyramid, meaning they answer questions directly, putting the most important information at the beginning. They don't sell. They avoid promotional language and stick to offering help. Yet, they flex their muscles. They're empowered to offer incentives like free shipping to retain customers. Representatives who can act autonomously speed up the service process for your brand and customers. They take their time. They don't rush through chat sessions. They work until the work is done. They give customers a heads up, asking before sending a URL. And if a customer needs to be put on hold or transferred, they explain why it's happening and how long it will take. Most important, they tell customers thanks for hanging in there. And they act as lifeguards. Using tracking technology, they initiate chat sessions with customers who struggle to find answers in the support section of a website or linger on a page. The fourth and final best practice to mastering social customer service: commit to getting better. Work toward improving customer service messaging by conducting post-chat surveys and reviewing chat transcripts. Continuous improvement comes from doing something with all the data collected through social customer service. Social messaging supports overall customer experience, which can create value for brands. Brands with high-ranking customer experiences enjoyed a cumulative return of 22% from 2007 to 2011. Brands with low-ranking customer service experience saw a return of negative 46%. A commitment to improving customer experience is a commitment to increasing profitability. It's not surprising that 70% of business leaders say customer experience is critical to success. Yet when it comes to customer experience, there's a gap between perception and reality. 88% of businesses say they offer excellent customer service, but only 8% of customers agree. For some brands, social customer service through messaging could help close that gap. In the end, messaging has crossed the divide from personal to professional, whether your business has evolved or not. The good news for brands is that thoughtful social customer service messaging can delight customers and create value. Outcomes worth chasing as you adopt social messaging.
Thanks for listening to this two-part series on social customer service. To dig a little deeper into the subject of social customer service, make sure you check out our blue paper and infographic at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.